Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know why, but I feel spicy today.
It sure seems like it, Dusty. Yeah. I hope you get recognized on a golf course someday near you.
Well, Ian Rapoport didn't get recognized.
Did not get recognized on a golf course, and he's upset about that.
If you recognize me on a golf course, say something, and I'll buy the beers, we'll shotgun them, and we'll go on with our day.
Yeah, you just say, hi, how you doing? Good to see you. But this Ian Rapoport up here, man, thinks the world. There's nobody more, there's no group of people with a bigger ego than insiders for these, you know, these sports leagues. And they're all about 5'1".
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every single one of them, right? And they all have this ego like they are these, you know, God's gift and whatever. Imagine the balls on somebody to complain on NFL Network that they weren't recognized on a golf course.
Were you recognized in Cancun?
Never.
Nobody recognized you down there.
No one recognized that laugh?
No.
Hola, hombre. Hey, 96.5, man.
Not a lot of Kansas Cityans down there in Cancun. No, kind of the off-season, hurricane season down
Me
in Mexico
llamo
right now.
Mac Mori.
Exactly.
Did you have a good trip?
I don't know why it's Italian.
It was great.
Good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yes, it was awesome. Beautiful. First time out of the country, so it was a really cool experience. First time in like a resort. It was cool. Yeah, great food, great tacos.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome, 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 awesome.
Very glad to be back.
Good. Glad you had a good time, man.
Yes.
So,
yeah, man.
All you ate was tacos?
A lot of tacos. Had a cheese quesadilla.
Metaphorically speaking?
Well,
yeah, easy. Sure.
I just want to win, Jen.
Do you celebrate Tuesdays in Cancun like you celebrate Tuesdays in Overland Park?
Yeah, every day was a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Do they have Surfside down there?
Yep, no Surfside.
No Surfside down there?
No
Surfside. Gotta get it down there, man.
Yeah,
we gotta do a show down there.
Can you get some tequila down there?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
So when you go to the swimming bar, is it always a beer to start off? You don't drink beer. Is it like a shot, and then do you go to the cocktail, or do you kind of slowly fade into it?
I was just doing straight cocktails most of the time.
Man.
Yeah, a couple Coronas here and there to like lighten up.
Playa awaits.
Yeah, like nice beer. It tastes better down there on the beach, doesn't it?
Oh,
everything tastes better on the beach.
Everything
even if you're not a beer drinker or a tequila drinker or whatever it is,
man. Sandwich with a smile on your face at the beach, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Even that would taste good down there. That's garbage.
But no, it was fun, man. I'm glad to be back. A lot of things have happened since I've been gone.
Not really. Binkley still, you know, hasn't, you know, got up off the couch.
Oh,
because
you did miss this. Bob and I are Yankees fans, by the way.
Oh, we are. Yeah.
Well, we talk about an iconic moment that happened, and I've got some Kyle tweet me about he listened to WFAN and how Bob and I were, you know, glazing the Yankees. And,
oh, the Aaron Judge moment?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Aaron Judge moment was
big. You know, he's sports radio, and God forbid we talk about sports radio stuff. And then, you know,
pressure on him in playoffs.
Where's your pinstripes, boys?
Yeah, but he came through. You know, he was the only one again last night who hit for the Yankees. The narrative of Aaron Judge not coming through in the big moment now is officially done. Yeah, I mean, now he does still need to win that championship. We'll talk to Ben Maller about that coming up at 7:15 because there are still about three guys that need to win that championship. And Aaron Judge obviously is one of those. But no more is the narrative that he doesn't come through in the big moments because he carried this Yankees team, you know, into the postseason. And I think every baseball fan, every sports fan can appreciate those moments. Those are big time stars doing big time things and doing things that we're not capable of doing. I think people forget that when you watch professional sports or even collegiate sports for that matter, we're watching guys do things that we can't do no matter how hard we try, no matter how much work we put in. I guess I shouldn't speak for Spectre on this one.
Coach
right?
would have put me in. We'd want steak.
Yeah, exactly. that guy sitting around. If you're that guy sitting around that thinks you can do what these guys are doing, you've got a screw loose.
Drew can get a hit off or a bunt off of Paul Skeens.
True. Yeah, okay. He's got a screw loose, too. He was tweeting about Missouri State, Middle Tennessee last night. So you want to talk about screws loose. I mean, that's
man,
one
Bears
right there,
local,
right?
Dude.
Yeah, okay.
Bobby Petrino.
Is that Bobby Petrino's team?
Neck brace and all. One word to describe Bobby Petrino.
Chode.
Yeah. We discovered that word yesterday. Dusty and I had we realized we had a shared liking for it. I've used that word for years, and people have always looked at me and go, I don't even know what that word means.
You know,
why are you saying that?
You know that Bob, like, levitated when I said, I was like, ah, that guy's just a chode. He's like, you know that word? I'm like, duh.
Yes,
like,
it's a great word.
For sure, dude.
Good, I'm glad you know it too.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
Been on, yes.
Chode.
Is what I was yesterday because I talked about Aaron Judge hitting a home run.
God forbid.
You know what? I was an Eagles fan last year, I guess, when Saquon Barkley backwards hurdled over the guy.
I love watching this
fly,
stuff.
Eagles fly, man.
Chode. I just love watching athletes do things that we are not capable of doing. Yeah. That's why we watch sports, man. Man, like,
it's kind of vague though, because like I can't do anything they do.
That's exactly right.
I can't dribble.
Right. You can't hit a baseball. You can't throw a football. That's why it's so special when we watch it and we act like we've got all the answers, right? We're fans. This guy sucks throwing the bat. Blah, blah, blah. You get up there and you do it, right? You see what you can do in these tough situations. And so if anybody's still criticizing Aaron Judge, they're nuts as well because he got it all taken care of from not being able to come through in the big moment. He did his job in the postseason. Nobody else did theirs last night from an offensive standpoint for the Yankees, and so they are eliminated, and you know Toronto moves on to the first ALCS since 2016, man, so it's been a while for them to kind of get back in there, and you got Seattle and Detroit tied going to a fifth game. We got some good baseball yesterday, too.
I like this these couple of texts from the text line. One of them is just, Mac! Missed you, buddy, from Elastigirl.
Wow.
Ooh, Elastigirl. Oh.
I've been pounded this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you also know you did miss one thing while you were gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maloney changed his name to Hunter. So
Hunter.
It's Hunter Maloney now.
Okay. Yeah. He's changed your name to Hunter and send it to Bush Light, and they select you. You get free beer for life. For a year. Yeah. Free beer for a year.
Was it just a year or was it for life? Was it just a year?
Okay. I can't remember. Either way, it's
either
free
way,
beer.
It's free beer. Yeah.
Hunter Maloney.
Hunter Maloney.
So
sounds
Hunter Maloney,
good.
He's changed his name, yeah.
And then somebody said on the 816, Judge needs to realize he can't win in New York. He might as well just come hit behind Bobby.
There we go.
I don't hate that idea. Could you imagine Judge and Bobby in the same lineup for the Royals?
You need an outfield bat.
You do, you know. And I even suggested it to you the other day. I said, I think the Royals should trade for him during the hot moments that he was having. I mean, how could you, like, if you're J.J. Piccolo and you're waking up today and you're not calling the Yankees and saying, hey, is Aaron Judge available? Are you really doing your job? Are you really doing your job, J.J.? Because I know people call about Patrick Mahomes. I know that for a fact. It's a joke call, right? Hey, is Patrick available? But maybe you catch Brian Cashman in a weak moment today and Hal Steinbrenner in a weak moment. He goes, hey, is Aaron Judge available? Yeah, what do you want? We'll give you Lugo. Fine, done. You know, like you hit him when they're down, right, after losing in the playoffs and see what you can get. Judge and then Bobby in the lineup together would be an epic, you know, back-to-back. Ooh. I mean, I don't know that we've seen better. Quite honestly, I don't know that we've ever seen better in sports. And if you had Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. in back-to-back, you know, in their primes, right?
Hypothetically, would, like, Garcia and Noah Cameron even, like, that's not, we're not still sniffing, though.
No. If we have to give up Noah Cameron and Garcia
there's
for,
only one name that you could trade Aaron Judge for, and you know that name.
Yes.
With Cags, right?
No.
I'd do Cags straight up for Judge right now.
Wow, bold.
Bold, right? You know what? You know what? I would throw in Hochaver, too. Throw in Luke Hochaver and Cag straight up.
And
let's
throw
go
in that manager Q. He's better than Boone. I want Q out of here.
Yeah, so let's do it. Let's make the push for Aaron Judge. How serious are the Royals about winning? Because if they're serious, they acquire Aaron Judge this offseason.
Somebody said, if you change your name to Bush Hunter, would you automatically win? I would select you.
I believe that's why they probably came up with that name. It's not the camo cans.
Would you like to meet me at Green Lady Lounge for a couple cocktails? I would. It says your profile name is Bush Hunter. I can explain. I think we should see other people. Fair enough.
Fine.
At least I got my Bush Light to sit back on.
Yeah, that's right.
They'll understand one day.
You know, Binkley's changed his name. He's Hunter Binkley now.
Yeah, there we go.
He did. Yep, he changed his
nice
name.
Ring.
Yeah, it's J. Hunter Bush Binkley.
Yeah, the letter J.
Yeah.
J period Hunter Bush. Yeah.
It's actually a silent J. It's pronounced yay. Like Jan Jones.
Jan, yeah.
Yay, Binkley. I think yesterday, Mac, he said an entire paragraph without taking a breath.
Oh, dang, I missed
it. Yeah,
and it was
good.
All on Conference USA.
Yeah, it was. It was about Conference USA. Yeah.
Like, you know how you look in the audio of News Boss? And you can tell where the questions come because it sometimes peaks.
Yeah.
It was just like a run on of just.
Just Jay.
Mac Conference, Tennessee State, Missouri State. They're going to play tonight. There's never going to be a football game without a football game until November 24th and 26th of the trade deadline. It was just nonstop.
And I'll ask you the same question I asked Dusty. Name somebody in Conference USA.
Oh, no.
And we looked at the names. You don't know who any of these schools
UTEP,
are.
Come on.
I think UTEP was in there.
Missouri State.
Jackson State.
Okay.
Yeah, come on. It's easy. Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee
oh,
State.
I should have known that one. MTSU.
Got yourself a football fan, Mac. Let me tell you about Conference USA.
Liberty.
It's got USA in it.
I'm good.
Yeah, Liberty. Conference USA houses Liberty.
Liberty.
Yeah, Bink's rooting for Liberty.
Woo.
Chode.
I was doing some research on that word, and they said that word gained popularity because of Beavis and Butthead in 1993.
Must have. I guess that's where I got it from then. Yeah. It had to have been.
It's like it was created in like 1968, and it didn't mean what we mean it as. It had an actual meaning of like, basically it was like calling a man weak. Like that guy's a chode, right? Like that was like the weakness. And then it turned into a phallus.
Hey, Beavis, you're a chode.
Yeah, and then it literally says the definition, like, gained a lot of popularity from the popular show Beavis and Butthead in 1993.
It's the subliminal stuff that you don't know you pick up by watching things, right? Like, where did I hear that before? Oh, Beavis and Butthead.
That show's still on.
I know it is.
Crazy.
That and The Simpsons still going.
So I have to ask, though, on Tuesday, was it more frustration or panic from everyone?
A lot of people mad at Harrison Butker and Chris Jones.
Chris Jones. That's really where it was. I don't think anybody's frustrated with the team because, I mean, they were good. They were really good. They just had 13 penalties, and Chris Jones took the day off. And then Harrison Butker kicked it out of bounds. And so those are the three things that people are pointing back to.
Completely fair.
13 penalties. Chris Jones sleeping, and then Harry Butker doing whatever Harry Butker does. I don't understand what Harry Butker's all about at this point in time, and I know he's just somebody that I just can't rely on at this point.
Yeah, and then it was also awesome to see from like the national media there was like the Chiefs were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is reassuring.
Yeah, because you know my boy, Colin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, Kansas City's coming, and they're coming fast. Ooh. Kansas City averaged 7.6 yards a play. Before last night, a team that averaged 7.5 yards a play had won 33 straight games. I don't care what the final outcome was. Jacksonville's a ridiculous winning team, but I was impressed with a team that lost yards per play, first down, rushing, red zone. Kansas City's a better team. They're a very young team, and they had 13 penalties. Andy Reid is going to coach those mistakes out of them. I think Kansas City's good and getting better, so congrats to Duvall. But this morning, I feel Kansas City's a better team.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's yeah. No, but that's that. But that's exactly what needs to be said.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. What
it
needs
just
to, be said.
To be said.
I didn't leave impressed with Jacksonville at all in that game.
Well, I mean, they're
mid. They're fine.
They're fine. But there's nobody that's impressive right now in the NFL. Everybody's losing games. Yeah. Nobody's a well-oiled machine. There's not great teams out there. There's some good teams out there, and the Chiefs are right in the middle of that category. I mean, you got to get one this week, and you got to play desperate this weekend, obviously, you know, against the Lions. But I mean, it's easy to fix what went wrong in that game. Stop committing penalties, and Chris, we're paying you. Show show up on game day, and Harry, stop kicking it out of bounds and make your damn kicks. Like, I mean, you look at it, quite honestly, the three losses we talked about, all three losses are because Stars didn't do what they were supposed to do. Chris Jones, Harry Butker, Travis Kelce, and then, you know, Mahomes threw the interception. I'm not mad at him. It was a great play by Lloyd. I still look at that play and go, that was a hell of a play by Lloyd. He was fantastic on that play. Like, just the best disguise of a zone blitz that I've ever seen.
And so, how often does that go 99 right, yards? Right,
hardly ever. Yeah, you know?
Never had before.
Yeah, never had.
Mahomes' career had never happened before. He never thrown a pick in the red zone and went back to the house.
Right. So, I mean, all these little things, like, they're all correctable type stuff. It's not like, as we've talked about, Mac, you were in Mexico, so you missed it. It's not like we're going, well, we don't have a quarterback, or we're trading for something like, you know, Joe Flacco or something like that. Oh. They need to play smarter football, and their stars need to start playing better. That's it.
You did miss your boys hitting a three-leg parlay with our Chiefs bet. Our Chiefs parlay hit.
Really?
Yep.
What was Nathan's leg?
He had
Isaiah Pacheco.
Well, we're not going to talk about Nathan's leg.
Yeah,
we'll talk about Travis's personal leg. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, Bob had, of course, the Kelce touchdown.
Classic.
Nathan had 29 and a half rushing yards for Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, like 32.
So, and he stayed true to what I would have done anyways. Great.
Chode.
Okay. And then I also found the most ridiculous line I ever found. Tyquan Thornton, do you want to guess what his over-under on yards were for receiving?
Oh, you're making it ridiculous. I don't know, 15 and a half?
16 and a half.
Was it 16 and a half? Yeah.
16 and a half. Third play of the game, 24-yard
play. Yeah. It's one play.
It was plus 800. Your boys cashed.
Yeah,
damn. We did.
Yeah,
dude.
A lot of people made money.
Let's
go back to Mexico.
Yeah, most of the time we've lost, though, so this is the first time we've won. Yeah.
Exactly. And, by
total
the way,
gambler
and
anonymous
by the way,
right
now
there.
You're back this weekend. Chiefs 35-0, Travis Kelce anytime.
That's right. It's going to happen.
Hey, Mac, defend Chris Jones on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Back in on Thursday here on 96.5 The Fan. Wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Jackson Dart's mother returns to the television screen tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Smash.
Philadelphia to the Meadowlands tonight.
Hello, America.
Big day for Jackson Dart. His first national TV game. His mom's first national TV game.
Taking on them Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, who had a team meeting for what? What was it, two hours or something? The team meeting. What a waste of time. What a waste of time. They were just waiting for that loss so they could all explode and implode, man. I don't know which way Philadelphia is going to go. They're either going to take off or it's going to be an utter disaster, man.
Like, we've never had a two-hour meeting.
Ever.
No.
Ever.
Like, I think the first time we ever got together was at a Waffle House, and we left in an hour.
Yeah.
Because there was a bloodstained skirt outside in the parking lot, and I don't know what was going on, but I know we had to leave.
Yeah.
Or was it a scarf?
It was a scarf.
It was a scarf. Yeah. Yeah. Not a skirt scarf. Skirt scarf, you know. Tomato, tomato. But yeah, exactly. A two-hour meeting.
That's
like,
ridiculous.
These guys are together all the time. I mean, they really are. Literally, they get there at, like, now, and they're there all day. Like, mm-hmm. You have to have another two-hour meeting on top of that to figure things out. Winners win, losers meet. And so it's going to be very interesting to see where the mindset of that Philadelphia franchise is tonight. Long trip to New York for them. That 90-minute trip is going to be very difficult for them to make. And so we'll see what happens on Thursday night. I hope Jackson Dart goes out there and plays well. I think Philadelphia wins the game, but man, I hope Jackson Dart goes out there and plays well and kind of shows you where he is. So when they hire Harbaugh next year for their coach, they'll be good.
They're not going to fire
John.
Literally went on a show this week with these people that love Baltimore, and they're like, I think Harbaugh's getting fired. I'm like, yeah, we'll talk to Alex Gold. He does. He doesn't think so.
Not happening to him.
It's not happening.
But it could be the same situation that Andy suffered in Philadelphia. It's just time. It's just time to move on. And you know, it's time to separate. Like, I'm always, who are you going to get? Who's going to be better? I don't know who the answer is. And Harbaugh's a good one, right? He'll be great with the Giants the next team that he goes to, because he will go to another team. I feel
first
like
coach hired.
Yeah, he'll be hired like Andy was in October of the year before. You know, like, I mean, this thing is starting to dissipate, as we know, in Baltimore. And, you know, if it's not not working out, you're not going to move on from Lamar. It's harder, I think, to find a quarterback than it is to find a coach. And so you're going to need a new change of voice. He's been there almost 20 years, and it happens to the best of them. I mean, nobody stays there. I mean, Tom Landry got fired in Dallas, for God's sakes. I mean, Don Shula eventually moved out. Belichick got fired. Like, these guys move on.
Mutual and, parting of ways with Belichick.
Well, I'm sorry. Are you talking about North Carolina? Is that the news from North Carolina?
No, that's what he says with New England.
There was no mutual parting of ways. On, hey, I'm the owner. I don't want you here anymore. All right, I'll leave. Okay, that's a mutual parting of ways. But no, I mean, I just think, you know, when you've been in a place that long, sometimes it's good for a change of scenery for everybody involved. The messaging gets stale. And so I would not be shocked if this thing continues to dissipate in Baltimore, if they do end up parting with Jim Harbaugh or John Harbaugh and he decides to move on to somewhere else. But he'll be hired the next day. I mean, he'll have a job immediately if he wants to. Now, some of these guys want to take some time off, but if he wants to, he'll be the first guy hired.
Yeah, as he should be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if Philly loses tonight, the panic will really start. Because
yep.
I didn't think, I mean, were you guys impressed with Denver?
No. I'm not impressed with anybody right now in the NFL. I really was not.
Impressive.
The what?
Fourth quarter was impressive.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, they were good in the fourth quarter, absolutely.
Bo Nix was giving me vibes of like, were we too early? And then the fourth quarter hit. I'm like, that's when you need it.
But also, Philadelphia didn't help matters for themselves in that game. They threw the ball every single down. They didn't run in the second half at all.
I just – Denver's interesting because their defense is insane. Benito's like your leader in sacks this year. He's just – he's getting a sack every game. Mm-hmm. And
– he has more sacks than Chris Jones has tackles.
Well, Mack thinks tackles are an overrated stat.
For defensive linemen, we could talk about it. But, yeah, we can get into that. Yes.
What about standing there scratching your ass? Is that an overrated stat?
Absolutely. No, we can talk about that play specifically. I think there are two different conversations.
But there are multiple videos of Chris Jones on multiple plays scratching his ass in that Jacksonville game.
In that Jacksonville game specifically. Would agree. Yeah, there's right to have frustration. Yeah. No, you should be frustrated.
You can't take plays
I just don't think
off,
tackles is the way to judge
it. I know. It's not.
Yeah. Jalen Carter has three tackles. No one's having a referendum on his career.
Correct.
Is,
but Chris Jones doesn't really have any sacks this year. Like, he's been a non-existent player. I mean, he's been a zero this year, right? He's been a zero percenter this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's offered nothing to the party so far. Like, if you're going to have three or four tackles, I'm cool with that. I'm with you. It doesn't matter from that number standpoint. It is funny that Chase, you know, has more tackles than Chris Jones. Funny. Like, that's funny. Ha, ha, ha. Now, if Chris Jones had five sacks, I'm fine with that. You're getting to the quarterback. You're making plays. You're doing those type of things. Chris Jones has done nothing so far this year in five games that you can look at and go, okay, there he is. He's back. Chris Jones. What has Chris Jones offered to the party in the first five games of the year? The first game, he's well out of position. That ended up costing them, you know, at the end there. The Jacksonville game, clearly out of position. He paid for a good ticket, I guess, and wanted to watch. And so, I mean, we've had two games where Chris Jones has been totally like, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
100% when you needed that guy to be there.
Yeah,
no, I get that.
Yeah.
I would just say that, like, I would judge it like I judge defensive backs, kind of like, teams run away from Chris Jones just like they don't pass towards Trent McDuffie,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, we don't judge a cornerback based on the interceptions or passes defended he has, right? So I think it's the pressures and the pressure win rate. You know, he's still top five in those categories, top five in double teams as well. So,
but are you noticing him make a difference?
He is not the difference maker he was even last year, but especially 2 years ago. Right?
Yeah,
he needs to be a game wrecker at times. He's not done that.
Well, maybe he doesn't have it anymore, guys. And I mean, it's okay to have that conversation. Age catches up with everybody. And Chris Jones for the last 2 years really hasn't been that good, right? I mean, like, he's been okay. He's made some plays. He's done some things. But you're one of the highest paid, highly thought of leaders on this team. I need more. That's where the expectation comes in, right? When you make a certain amount of money and you play a sport, we have higher expectations for you. We have higher expectations for the guy with the C on their chest. We have higher expectations for, you know, the guys that have been around for a long time that have been veterans in this league. Like, you need to live up to where you are. And if you're not, then we have to talk about why. And if we're looking at Chris Jones right now, I think it is fair to talk about age. I mean, the guy was drafted almost 10 years ago, right? I mean, it's a long time to play in the NFL. It's, what, three times longer than the normal NFL average career that he's already put in plus, you know? And so I look at Chris Jones and I'm like, yeah, he's not playing great. He was a great player for this team. And he may have to move into a spot where he's just a third down pass rusher at this point in time. Now, the problem is, can we get some of the younger guys to step up to be those guys on the defensive lines on first and second down? down to give Chris Jones that opportunity. Because if he's getting up there in age and doesn't have it anymore because he's older, I understand that. There's nothing to be mad about from that standpoint. But we have to start figuring out how to utilize maybe Chris Jones differently. And maybe because of where he is and what he's doing right now and the age starting to get in the way, maybe he's only a third down pass rusher at this point in his career. I don't know that answer. I'm just using that as a suggestion of like, how do we maximize Chris Jones? Maybe he is just a third down pass rusher at this point in his career.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones, and you're listening to 96.5 The Fan.
It's happened. How many times did that happen this week?
Yeah. Bob crushed Chris Jones twice this week, and both times the other side promotion was,
that's great.
Wake up, Kansas City. This is Chris Jones.
This is Chris Jones. I mean, it was.
And you're listening to Bob Fesco rip my ass.
But I mean, but it's funny because people think like Nathan was doing it on purpose or
that's
whatever.
Just
like,
random.
Like it's just random. The break end and we go to break. Hi, this is Chris Jones. Good been timed any worse.
I think that.
But look, it's fair to have the conversation. It's not being negative towards Chris Jones.
So you want them to do to him what they're doing to Travis Kelce on the offensive side?
I think so. I think he's I'm looking. But that's the thing. You can't because you don't have the people to do that, right?
Well, where's Noah Gray been? I mean, that's
No, on defense.
I know, I'm saying offense. You say we don't have anybody on defense to do it with Chris Jones. We were doing Travis. I don't know where Noah Gray's been.
Well, you can go into different formations. You've got all these wide receivers. You've got running backs. You can go. You don't need a tight end on the field. You go five wide. I mean, you could.
Still, where's Noah Gray?
No, it's a different conversation. Yeah, where the hell?
Did they give that guy like $14 million?
Maybe more. Yeah.
$18 million?
I think it was 18,
The hell has he been this year?
Yeah.
Two catches or something like that?
Yeah, he's been non-existent. But I'm not worried about you're not losing games because of Noah Gray.
No, I understand.
Of course not. But
offensively, but offensively, you can do different things. You can come up with different packages, different plays, different stuff like that just doesn't include the tight end. Defensively, that's harder to do, you know, on your defensive line especially. But that's where you want, like maybe later in the season, right? This team starts winning games. All right, we're in the playoff situation. We're talking about seeding and all that kind of stuff. All right, we're late in the year. We're going to make the playoffs. Chris, hey, here's what we're going to do for, you know, the end of December and early January maybe is that we're going to utilize you only on third downs because Norman Lott and you know, Jelani and all these other guys have gotten better. Like, we've got two rookies, remember, on the defensive line. It's hard to play in the NFL right away, right? And so it takes time. It takes a couple of weeks. Sometimes it takes a year for some of these guys to really grasp what they're doing in this league. And so I think as the weeks go on, if we see improvement out of Norman Lear, out of Ashton Jelani, out of Jerry Tillery, maybe Derek Nottie decides to show up this year.
Well, and he's rated the worst defensive lineman in the league.
He stunk.
And they let Pinnell go for this guy.
Yeah, right. That's a bad move right there. I'll criticize Brett Veach on that one. You let Mike Pinnell go and you backfilled with Derek Nottie. That was a miss. That was an absolute miss, you know, on
Derek
that one.
Derek Nottie there.
Derek Nottie going to play here much longer if he keeps, you know.
He's had about as much production as Josh Uche.
Yeah.
And yet he's doing
he's
something.
Great.
What the hell?
What happened there?
What's going on
there?
With D-line?
Yeah, like,
man,
seriously.
I don't know.
Who is the defensive line coach for this team? I mean, maybe that's the guy we need to start talking about. And like maybe that guy needs to do his job better.
To have an actual conversation about this team before we dive into the Detroit matchup and all that sort of hoopla, this is the one spot on this team that is atrocious. Like, the offensive line has gotten better.
It's really good right now.
Like, it's starting to gel and form. And
love it.
Kingsley was great.
It's been 10 really good quarters.
Secondary, they're struggling because of the defensive line, in my opinion. I think when you have to cover some of the greatest athletes for 4 seconds, that's tough.
Yeah.
The safeties could get better. But again, like, what are you asking to do? Like, stay out there on an island for five seconds?
Yeah,
like,
there you go. Tough. If we're not getting to the quarterback, we're not.
The D-line's not there. Like, Karlaftis is there.
He's doing
but
well.
But they're skewed.
Yep. Yeah, right? Exactly. They're skewed. Like, those pressure numbers to me, I'm like, that seems inflated, man.
He's tied or he's right behind Aiden Hutchinson.
Tied with Aiden Hutchinson.
Who leads the league in pressures for a defensive end. And then it's George Karlaftis.
Yeah, but if you look, George is all over the place this year. He's working his ass off. Who's on the other side?
I mean,
where's Charles Omenihu been?
He's at least had a sack in the last game. But, yeah, he's been non-existent before.
Did you see him on that last play when Chris Jones was watching? He probably saw this. Chris, did you see this where Charles got pancaked?
Because.
Yeah, he did.
He did? No, he got pancaked.
He did. No, and if he was up, no, that play is not just Chris Jones' fault. But seeing Chris Jones stand there, you're like, what the hell?
Because, you know, honestly, for the first 3-4 weeks of the season, we were like, go get Breece Hall. Go get Devon Achane. Go get all this. Not anymore, we're not.
No.
Now it's like, go get Cam Jordan.
Yeah.
Go get Jeffrey Simmons. Go get somebody on a bad team for the defensive line. You need defensive line help. 100%.
Like, see why we let things play out before we make rash decisions in week one. Like everybody, No, we got let's let things play out. Let's see where we are. Breshard Smith has been a stud, man.
He's
like
burst.
That's a seventh round pick to put up on the wall again. I mean that's an unbelievable. That's a pelt on the wall for Brett on that one, right? Like holy cow, Breshard Smith the last 2 weeks has been unbelievable. Like I love what I see, and I love that we're seeing more. You know, each week it's seemingly now it's more and more and more. I hope we get a lot of Breshard Smith this week.
He's
great. I mean, he can catch the ball, he can run the ball, he's great on special teams. He would have been awesome. He would have been your special teams player of the week if Jack Cochran took the day off.
He's very similar to, I don't know if the pass protection will get there, but he's got a lot of McKinnon sort of
vibes. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he really does. Yeah, the pass protection. I was reading a story about, and this is where it's hard to play in the NFL, and even at the college level. I was reading a story yesterday about Derrick Henry's first couple of practices at Alabama when he was a freshman, right? And he goes, after like practice number three, he goes, Nick Saban comes up to me, he's in my face, and he's screaming, you need to start blocking better, you need to do this. And Derrick Henry looked at him, and coach, he goes, coach, I don't know what you're talking about. In high school, they just gave me the ball and told me to run. I didn't do anything else. And Nick Saban started laughing because he realizes, like, that's the jump from high school to college, and now we're asking these guys to go from college to the pros. And, oh, you were drafted, you're expected to be this stud. Well, Jelani and Lear are going to get better as time goes on. It takes time. I mean, that's Derrick Henry, one of the greatest running backs of all time, looking at Nick Saban and going, they just gave me the ball and ran, man. I didn't know anything else about football. They just told me to run. And so you got to learn these things. And I'm sure what these guys did in college, 6 months ago is nothing similar to what they're doing right now. And they're going to get better. They're going to improve. And then once they do, then you can give Chris Jones lesser plays because you've got these younger guys that are doing what they need to do on that line to give him the opportunity to do that. Take some plays off and stay fresh for when you really need them on third down to get to the quarterback.
I think you're right, though, that Dusty. That is the addition. That is where the addition is needed. It is the D line.
Yeah, there's no other place to add anything except like, man, if you're going to look at kicker, I would be auditioning kickers. I'd be bringing in every kicker, just even if you're not going to sign them. But the message needs to be sent to Harry, like we're not going to tolerate this anymore.
I think because help's on the way of the receiving corps, which you don't need, but it's coming, right? Like that's going to be there.
Wow. Yeah. So offense put up 500 yards the other night.
Still lost. And because defensive line.
Yeah.
Like Trevor Lawrence saw that thing open up and he just took off. And, that just adds so much weight when they can't create that sort of pressure or that sort of moment. And if you've ever needed a opportunity to show that you've still got it, it's this week and it's this team.
Yep.
Like this team and their offense, it's quick. They're going to run right through the gaps. Like they are going to send David Montgomery right through that A gap every time he gets the ball, and they're going to send Jahmyr Gibbs outside. And that's how they run the ball. You know it's coming. It's like a pitcher that's dominated in baseball. Here comes my fastball. Can you hit it? I bet you can't. I'm going to throw it, and I guarantee it's going to be it. Like Mariano Rivera for years threw a 93-mile-an-hour cutter inside on the hand and just wiped out the competition. You knew it was coming. It wasn't overpowering.
You couldn't do anything about it.
That's what Detroit's going to do. And if you give Jared Goff 4 seconds, I'm sorry, and I'm just going to say this, I am in fear of what Jameis Williams will do and what Amara St. Brown will do.
Yeah, you got to get to the quarterback.
Eat you up.
Agreed.
It all starts up front, guys. It really does. It doesn't matter who your defensive backs are if you're not getting pressure on the quarterback. And you can't continue to send the house. You just can't all the time. Eventually, those top four guys are going to have to get home. I mean, it's simple. One-on-one matchups, go win them. Like, Aaron Donald would win those matchups all the time, right? Like, we've had conversations about Chris Jones being Hall of Famer, being Defensive Player of the Year, being one of the greats at his position. I know it's getting up there in age for Chris Jones, and the clock is ticking very fast on Chris Jones, but you're still out there. You're still playing. You still need to go out there and take care of business. I mean, we just can't have one of our leaders not doing what they need to do, because it's one thing to lose football games. It's one thing to lose football games when it's your leaders that aren't making the plays that need to be made, and the leaders need to start making plays on this team.
And maybe that's maybe that last game is a wake-up call.
Yeah, and I'm thinking it is.
I think there's a lot of similarities to that game that are, maybe the Tennessee game when you got blown out, the Raiders game on Christmas Day. And I don't mean like the way the game went. I'm talking about the morale after it, right? That game was, you look at all the stats and everything, and you just take the teams away and the score, and you say, which team on this, who won this game? And 90% of the people would say the team right here. And that would be the Chiefs. You'd be like, they did not win that game.
Well,
they won the turnover battle. They won the yardage battle.
They dominated
in
penalties.
They won the time of possession. And then, yeah, you shot yourself in the foot. So this will be an interesting test. In Vegas, did you see the line?
It's 2.5 still.
Vegas has Detroit as 2.5-point underdogs.
Wow. Yeah, which is, again, like...
Because we know you're picking Detroit this week.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that.
Look, I've said it the last couple of days. This is not a quote-unquote must-win because we're not canceling this, but it is a desperate game. They need to play desperate, and I kind of like when the Chiefs have to play desperate. I think this has been a good week, for them to hear all of this, right? Especially from a guy like me who's very positive usually about this football team, and there's not a lot of negative stuff to say. I feel like the parent in this situation. I'm calling you out now. It's time to start doing better things. And I'm talking about Chris Jones and Harrison Butker more than anything right now. Like, we can't lose games because of those two guys. But I think this is going to be a desperate week for these guys because they've heard all the negative connotations after that Monday night game. Losing the way that they did on national television, to me, was one of the better things I think that could have happened to this team, because everybody watched that thing go down. Everybody watched that team participate in that game, and everybody watched that team fail. Everybody was talking about it, right? And so they need to embrace that. They need to realize, okay, we're 2-3 at this point in time. It's not a must win, but we do need to play desperate. And every time that they've had that moment since Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have taken over this organization, they have figured it out. And that's why I'm still a huge believer in this team, because they have shown us all over these years that when the chips are down, they find a way to get back on top, and they find a way to win football games. And for me, until they tell me they're not by their actions and show me that they can't do it anymore, I am still going to be convinced that they're going to figure out a way to do it and to get it done. There's too much talent. There's too much smarts. They're better than everybody else at the most important positions in all of sports. This team is going to figure it out.
We'll get into what's going on in Carolina, plus Travis Kelce defends himself for all the right reasons here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
That's right. Return of the Mac. You get Mac back now this week, and then next week, you get Rashee Rice back.
That's exactly
kind of
right.
The same thing.
I'm actually more excited for Mac, quite honestly. I don't think the offense needs Rashee Rice as much as we need Mac. So I'll just I'll put that out there. Very nice, right? That's called glazing.
That's
glazing 6'7".
6'7". Bob loves that, by the way.
Likes the 6'7".
No, I don't love it. It's ridiculous because nobody knows what it means. And that's the best part. The kids, they don't even know.
They're just trolling everyone.
Yeah, 6'7". I mean, what does that mean? I don't know. Okay, fine.
I figured out the hand sign is needed with it. You have to
I equate it to their yada yada, like yada yada, sex. So I didn't yada yada the best part, like yada yada, like 6'7", like it's 6'7" to me. That's how I've turned it into. It's their yada yada, because for years we always used to go yada 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 whatever because of the Seinfeld thing, right? 6'7" is because who's the basketball player that's 6'7" that it kind of started with, and then it's kind of matriculated down.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Oh yeah, it started with
told you he loved it.
Wow.
It started with a basketball player who's 6'7". I forget who it is. I mean, it's a name you'd be like, oh, okay.
Course,
I know.
Yeah.
Obvious. But I'm drawing a blank. I'm sure there's another parent on the text line who's dealing with this as well. Did you do a lot of 6'7" with your in-law family, this past weekend? Are you doing a lot of 6'7"?
No, God, no.
Again, you're closer to their age range than you are mine. So I don't know if you're walking around in your 20s going 6'7",
No, that's something that was one of the first, probably like, oh, I'm now the unk. I'm now the old. Like, what is that?
Yeah. You've had your first I'm old moment.
Yes.
Yay! Congratulations. Maloney's is when they legalized booze after prohibition. That's when he realized he was old.
Text line says LaMelo Ball.
That's who it is.
Okay, yep. There we go.
Yep. Checks out.
That does check out. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Checks out.
Perfect.
Bill Belichick is not going to be coaching North Carolina by Thanksgiving.
Probably not another 6-7 days. No.
This comes from Ollie Connolly, which I thought this was like a fake thread when I sent you guys yesterday.
Well, this whole thing started. There was a TV station who did an expose 2 days ago in North Carolina, and I watched this thing, and I'm like, oh, my God. I wonder if this is going to pick up steam. And boy, did it.
Full steam ahead. Bill Belichick has discussed buyout options with North Carolina's hierarchy. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or in media.
Mm-hmm.
Continued, Members of Belichick's current coaching staff have already spoken to other schools that are expected to be in the college football playoff about taking on roles during the postseason. From one coach, the rats are leaving the ship. Some staffers believe a change will come within 2 weeks. Reports of serious recruiting violations remain under investigation in North Carolina. Recruiting and practice violations have already been proven by the school, according to multiple sources. Using recruit violations to knock down a coach's buyout has become a standard practice. If Belichick cannot find a landing spot to trigger his own buyout, he's expected to accept a greatly reduced compromised rate. Belichick's communication with his staff the past 2 weeks has been described as weird and distant by multiple members of UNC's coaching staff. Multiple coaches were unable to get a hold of him during UNC's bye week. From one UNC defensive assistant, what have we done to these kids, or what we have done to these kids is effed up.
Isn't that, that's the quote right there. When I saw that one last night, when you sent that, dude,
good,
what we've done to these kids is effed up. Yeah. That does suck, man. I mean, like what you're doing to those kids down there, because this TV report basically did the story of Mac Brown's guys are on this side, Bill Belichick's guys are on that side. There's no cohesiveness that's going on right now. College and pros are a different world, brother. I mean, some guys, as we've seen, Nick Saban's of the world, they're cut out to be the college coach. They weren't great in the pros. Some guys are cut out to be a professional coach and not a college coach, right? In college, when you're the head coach, like it or not, you got to deal with a lot of stuff you don't have to deal with in the pros. The boosters, all that kind of recruiting, all this kind of stuff. If you don't know what you're doing, it's not an easy situation in which to be. And so I think Bill Belichick is finding out real fast that coaching in college is a lot harder, first of all, than it is coaching in the pros, because you got to recruit and you got to deal with all that stuff that you don't have to deal with at the professional level. And in college, I hate to break it to Bill Belichick, you kind of got to be a nice guy to the old man that comes in with the checkbook. Like, you got to make time for that guy. You got to make time for the boosters. You got to make time to kiss ass. You got to make time to do all that stuff that Bill Belichick doesn't like to do. And when you're at a college program, if you say, okay, we're going to run this like the NFL and we shut out the boosters, you know, the money guys, they're going to shut you out real fast. Those guys give money and those guys donate big bucks because they want to be part of the program. I mean, it's like they weren't sports guys when they were growing up. They were probably the nerds and whatnot. And now they've got all this money that they can funnel into these programs, quote unquote, buying their friendships and doing all that kind of stuff. They want to be part of this. And if you're going to donate money to a university and then that coach isn't going to let you in and give you a couple of pats on the back and thank yous and here's a sneak play we may run, they're going to run you out of town. And that's what's going on with Bill Belichick right now. He's not playing the college game like you need to play to be successful at a major university.
I also find it interesting that, like, even the petty stuff, because that's where I start to kind of look to see where the tragic downfall is beginning, is when petty stuff makes its way out into the media or to the eyeballs of the world on X. And when Mac Brown is tweeting, for one, a picture with Drake May, who's a North Carolina quarterback, and Bill Belichick has a petty rule that we will not be giving New England any sort of, you know, anything. No attention, no references, nothing. And maybe one of the bigger quarterbacks that have came out of North Carolina in the history of its school, who just had his biggest game, biggest win with New England, no love. And like, to me, that's a petty thing.
You're
that's
right.
The Snickers wrapper in the elevator, right? Like, you can see it coming before it happens. And you're like, why is this something that bothers you? And then you see the thread of that conversation where maybe another minute thing, but it seems massive, is, you know, what I was first doing radio is, how can you make a small thing large and how can you make a large thing small sort of conversation with a topic. And you look at this as well during a bye week and no one hears from you.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that the office is down probably, I would say, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe time to kind of get the horn going and be like, hey guys, what do we think about X school? What do we think about maybe mixing some things up? It's Tuesday. We're going to practice on Wednesday, or we're going to practice today. Nothing, nada. And then you throw in the biggest, oddest story there is, where it all started, which is Jordan.
Yeah. Jordan Hudson.
Jordan Hudson. And you think to yourself, this man chose North Carolina because he was out of the NFL. And it's kind of gone the way that we kind of thought it would go. Like,
yeah, beautifully.
I didn't think it would be this bad, but I knew that there would be trouble in paradise. Like the honeymoon phase of Bill Belichick is officially over.
Oh, that's
long gone.
He went
from catching mermaids on the beach to doing the airplane to being the funny guy on Pat McAfee's show that no one thought existed to a quote that says, what we've done to these kids is really effed up.
Yeah, that bothers me a lot, man.
It's terrible, man. And this is a legacy stab. It will not destroy it. But this is going to be one of those things where you look at Bill Belichick and you say to yourself, man, all those Super Bowls. And then it's, remember that time in Carolina? And you're like, oh, yeah.
Remember that time without Tom Brady? Oh, yeah. Like it's going to be, he's going to be a laughingstock for a while after this failure. And like, he never should have taken the job. They never should have offered him the job. This is North Carolina's fault more than it is anybody. You never should offer somebody a head coaching job that's never had the opportunity. Like, he's never coached in college. The last time he was in college was at Navy in the 60s. I mean, he has no experience doing that job. Being a college coach is not the same as being an NFL coach. And being an NFL coach is not the same as being a college coach. How many guys have had success in both that you can think of off the top of your head? Pete Carroll and Jimmy Johnson are the two names that come to mind for me. No, I don't
national
think
national title, and he wanted.
Yeah, but he had all those guys. Like, he inherited Jimmy Johnson's
still
program.
Had to coach him. Still, Bill Belichick didn't coach Mac Brown's guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard with Switzer. He's technically by the letter of the law, yes, but he didn't really have overwhelming success there, you know, in Dallas. And it wasn't that long of a career in Dallas. But Jimmy Johnson obviously did, and Pete Carroll did. I don't know anybody else. I'm sure, you know, Binkley can maybe name a few, but it's very, very rare to see somebody be successful in the pros and at the college level. Think about the NBA and college basketball as well. Mm. Who's been a crossover? Quinn Snyder's the only name I can think of.
I mean, the guy, Max guy.
Brad Stevens. Brad Stevens.
He was so good. They're like, dude, you got to go to the front office.
Exactly.
He was that good.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Like, he built Boston back up. And they're like, yeah, you know, honestly.
You're too good. You need to go up. Actually, you're probably too good for that, too, you know.
He's
go run the national team.
You could say Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
you could say Jim Harbaugh.
For sure.
He's got to get that championship in the pros, you know, for me to say, because Pete Carroll's won championships in both.
For sure, but just success.
You know, yeah, absolutely. No question. That's a good one. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. So, it's just, but it's very few and far between. And you don't see many make the crossover because they realize it's like, again, like learning a new.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Offense. You're a French speaker. You get dropped in the middle of Spain. Okay, find your way out. You don't know the language. That's what it's like for these guys who think they're football coaches. Yes, but the job of a football coach in college is not to be a football coach. It really isn't. You're a program ambassador. And if you can't figure that out, you're not going to have success.
This comes from the 660. I'm an eighth grade teacher, and 6'7 is what will get you sent out of the classroom. My age, it was 1738. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Bringing it full circle.
1738.
Coming up on the other side, Chiefs dynasty continues to roll through. Last week's game was an outlier and best chances of reaching the Super Bowl. Proof that everything is okay. Here on 96.5, The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.